The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Minisode, starting it up. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
What?
News out of England.
Ah.
A professor did all of us men and some women.
Like, had sex with us? I don't remember that.
A duty.
What are you talking about?
He did us a favor.
Oh. Okay.
He studied porn sites for malware.
Oh, that is nice of him.
And he said a lot of porn sites don't... The majority of the porn sites don't have malware themselves.
That's good to know.
But the ads do, which sometimes you accidentally click on.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think anyone clicks on those ads on purpose.
But sometimes they pop up.
Yeah, they pop up and you fucking stay away from them. You ignore them.
No, because sometimes it pops up another window and you can't close it. It's weird.
Oh, you know what?
And I got like a girl like dancing on there, and she's like, "What are you doing tonight?"
Staying away from you.
I like the fake messages, like, "Hey, why are you watching porn when you could be fucking me?"
Unfortunately, that's not real. Are any of those sites real? Like, I see ads for the hot sex book or fuck book.
Do you think any guys fall for like, "Oh, I got an instant message"?
Probably. I mean, not many, but I'm sure those guys dumb enough that they just think, like, oh, shit, I'm going to fuck that chick.
The study said that Pornhub and X-Hamster are the two worst offenders of
I used to go to Pornhamster one. Yeah.
X-Hamster.
Whatever, yeah.
Pornhamster.
That's a different site.
X-Videos, which happens to be the most popular porn site in the world.
Really? I've never been.
Yeah. I've never been there. It's most popular. We thought we were porn experts. And I guess we're not.
Well, when you say in the world, you're including the fucking world.
Listen, if something's the most popular,
I know America.
But if we are so-called experts, shouldn't we know about it?
I'm going to have to go. What is it now? What's it called?
X-Videos.
X-Videos? Yeah.
I went on my phone yesterday.
Oh, that's, yeah.
For research for this episode.
You did a lot of You did 15 solid minutes of research.
Yeah, what I could come 24 times.
15 seconds solids of research.
You do the math.
Okay.
So go to X Videos, but don't go to X Hamster or Porno. I never really go. I always go to YouPorn because it's the only one I can remember.
I have a.
Is there like RedTube or something?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. You got PornTube, RedTube. I mean, there's a million. I go to UJizz. Just because.
Is that a real place?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No,
right?
No.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking you. Just because it's the best one for my phone, because I watch porn on my phone, and some of them have like restrictions. Like you could only watch 3 videos and then, oh,
yeah,
you gotta come
like
back
that.
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's why UJizz, that's it for me. And you're like, it's unlimited. I just check shit out. I'm browsing.
They're putting a lot of malware on cell phones these days.
Yeah. This is my second cell phone, I don't mean like in my life, but I had a different cell phone and it like froze up on me, and it probably was from going to the porn site.
The guy at the counter go, there. You gotta stop going on porn sites.
No, it was all frozen, and you know, and I had to take it into the shop, and they like reset it for me or something.
That's the thing, my computer's in the shop right now, and I'm wondering.
Still? It was like in there last time.
Well, it was just yesterday. Yeah. I should be getting word soon, next tomorrow or something.
Next
know.
Tomorrow? What is that, 3 weeks
the
from
next
now?
Next tomorrow.
I don't know when that is.
Do you ever notice that tomorrow never actually comes?
No, tomorrow is today.
No, today's today. Tomorrow's today.
No, yesterday. Today was tomorrow.
Oh. Now I forgot. I was like, oh. Computer. I'm worried that they're going to see all that. Like, look how many times he was at my free webcams. Holy shit, he loves this.
Yeah,
site.
You know they're going to see that shit.
Yeah, if you're a computer repairman, you're looking.
Yeah, listen, you know, through your...
You're hoping they have some nude pictures on there of their girlfriends.
You're going to browse.
Which I don't. And you're, you know...
Does your girl send you nude pictures?
No. Well, maybe in the early days.
Yeah. No girl's ever sent me
I think
any.
Some girls are getting a little...
I hope they're smartening up.
Yeah, I think it's getting...
Because you understand that this guy's awesome now, but once you're broken up, he just has all these fucking pictures of you.
You know what, though? I have other girls' pictures, and I never did anything with
them.
Yeah,
I know, and I want you to. Make a magazine.
I'm not necessarily a good guy. They're on my old phones, and I wouldn't really know how to get them off of there. But two...
We'll figure it out.
I'm not that vindictive. You know, I'm just like...
It has nothing to do with being vindictive. Just make a magazine.
No. I'm not that bitter, like, oh, I'm going to fucking get hurt. You know, whatever.
Wouldn't that be awesome to, like, make a magazine of one of your ex-girlfriends with a shitload of nude photos, and then make a bunch of copies, and then take it to her work, and just pass them out?
This is Jennifer Magazine.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Like, you go into a break room and just put them on there.
Oh, you know what? You could write, like, articles about her.
Yeah, it's not just pictures.
It's
very professional.
So this is your ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Why would you do that to your current girlfriend unless you wanted to break up with her?
I was at work today, and they said that you were passing out magazines of me nude.
That wasn't even me. I don't know.
That was my twin brother. Yeah. Evil twin brother, see?
Have you seen a soap opera before? Because that happens.
Yeah, they've all kinds of... Same actor. Do you get double the money if you're playing the evil brother?
No, that's bullshit. You really should. Playing two different roles. I mean, more FaceTime, which is what they all want, so...
Or when they're little kids, they always have twins, but only one of them's on. It's like the opposite.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, when you're a little kid...
If you're a little kid and you're
like,
twins...
You can only be on set for like an hour a day or something.
Yeah, that's how they get around. I think they just look for twins.
Yeah, that's what
that
they do.
Way, yeah, you know, like, listen... Because working with kids is bullshit because they could barely work.
You know what's funny? In Full House, the Olsen twins. And,
yeah.
But only one of them was on the show. Like, I don't know what
the Every once in a while, they'd have them both. I remember there was one episode where they said, oh, this is her cousin. And it was like, you know, her, the other one came out.
But I remember they learned their lesson later on when Uncle Jesse had kids because they just like, all right, we're
Yeah, fuck it. Put them both twins. Out there.
Because one of the Olsen twins was sitting in her trailer, I don't know, watching TV.
Collecting a paycheck with nothing.
That's the thing about the Olsen twins. They I guess they have some like fashion stuff out, but I don't even know if they do that
they
anymore.
Don't even do anything anymore. They have so much fucking money. It's just like, well, I'm going to, guess I'm going to watch TV for the next 2 years.
I'm going to kill Heath Ledger, and then that's going to be it.
One of them did. Did you know that?
What do you think I fucking said that for?
I thought you were just kidding, because it was true.
Well, I don't know if it's true, but she had
She strangled him.
No, she was around.
She was. I mean, listen. They have tiny little weak hands. I mean, I know she couldn't strangle the man.
He died of a drug overdose.
Who do you think supplied him with the drugs?
And he died nude.
He was fucking one of the Olsen twins. He OD'd. She freaked out and just ran. She could have called an ambulance. He could have lived.
Do you think the maid that found him nude was like checking out his ass a little bit?
She probably fucked him. Rigor mortis sat in. She just hopped on.
Well, he was on his belly, so his cock was... off probably.
You don't know? You don't know where the blood's flowing? Please.
Well, if he's on his
Wait
back,
a minute.
Belly.
What if she flipped him over? What if he was on his back? And then she felt so ashamed with herself for fucking a dead man, albeit a very handsome dead man, she flipped him over.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he was so cool.
And they always are like, he would have been the biggest star after Batman.
I mean, I don't know about
He's
that.
Already a pretty big star.
I mean, listen, he was a big star.
He's in that gay movie.
And, Yeah, Batman, you already said. And then, Brokeback Mountain.
But that was his big break.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, like you said, you know, he was already a big star, and then he was only bigger because he died during Batman, or before Batman came out, whatever.
Yeah, it was way before.
So who's to say? No one might, they might not even give a shit.
And the bullshit thing is, that they would not mention him in the third movie because he died.
I know. You really don't mention the Joker.
It's so stupid.
Like, remember that huge shit that went down last year with that other guy? Whatever happened with that? Like,
that
we don't talk about that.
And the dumb thing is they didn't...
Batman.
Kill him in the first movie then, in the second movie. Because then they could say, well, he's dead now. But no, they put him in the asylum, which everyone escaped from in the third movie.
Wait, but they didn't know he was going to fucking die. How could they kill him?
They finished the movie after he already died, though.
Yeah, but, well, you know, it would look cheap if we would get some lookalike for a scene where they kill him.
Well, you're so bad. He's like, well, he's dead.
Yeah, that would have been fucking stupid. Like, you can't go back and kill him. So, like, whatever.
I love that Batman voice.
I know. I'm the Batman.
You'll never know. It's me. Bruce Wayne.
I can't wait till they bring out the new ones and fuck it up.
Who's the richest guy in town who can afford all these luxury vehicles?
I know. You know, I mean, as soon as once they do the
whose company is a specialized weapon sector?
I mean, once they do the reboot, you know it's going to be a piece of shit, probably.
They really should never make Batman again. Maybe like 50 years.
I heard somebody say that
they're already winding up, I think.
They said they were going to make What's-His-Face the new Batman. The one who played Robin in the latest one.
They're also talking about Justice League.
Yeah, I know. But DC is trying to follow the whole Marvel pattern, and I don't think they could do it.
I always thought Batman was the odd man out during Justice League, because he didn't have no powers.
He's just a kick-ass dude. He's just really smart and can fight.
Have you ever gotten arguments with them? Like, they can just kick his ass.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't outthink your way out of, the Flash punching you in the face at 800 miles an hour.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah. HotshotWizKids.com. We're through.
Don't go to Pornhub or X Hamster.
Yeah, only that other one I don't know.
X Videos.